Okay. You made your plan going over the Trinity. Does anybody else have any observations, comments on Trinity? Look at John chapter 1. So this is 1 through 3. It's this one. We're all going to hear you real quick.
In the beginning was the Word, the Word was with God, and once out. It's in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, without Him, but He made them same.
We've been looking at what the Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, Lord, church, before anything was made, stripping away everything that we possibly have bearing upon this land was before that beginning. Did anything else exist besides those three? Show of hands. How many people believe that nothing existed besides these three?
I didn't hear the first part. Before Genesis 1:1? Is that what you're saying?
Well, did anything else exist in the beginning? Well, further out.
Oh, so I'm agreeing. No.
Good. Congratulations. You're about to learn something.
Does E. Jones say that the three stars sang together when it's off? I mean, there's an angel.
Are you asking before the existence of six?
Four, three.
I was going to say.
That's it. Right. Yeah, there's angels there.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yes, angels were there. I thought you were talking about like before God or anything like that. God's been
everything. Before God,
yes.
Did anything else exist with them?
No, because they created everything.
They created everything.
For example.
Proverbs chapter 8. Proverbs chapter 8. At least. For the other author.
Did you bring out a little more?
That's your definition of beginning. I'm just using, let the Bible speak. Just let the Bible speak. Proverbs chapter 8. Look at verse number 22. Well, start with the reference point here in the topic context of wisdom, chapter 12. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence, and find out knowledge of witty invention. Now drop down to verse 22. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before he works of old. The Lord possessed me, possessed what? Wisdom. In the beginning of his way. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, forever the earth was. When there was no depth, I was brought forth. When there was no fountains abounding with water, for the mountains were settled, for the hills was I brought forth. As yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, not the highest part of the dust of the world, when he prepared the heaven, I was there. And when he set a trumpet upon the face of the dead, when he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep, when he gave the sea his decree, so the waters did not pass its commandment, when he appointed the foundations of the earth, then was I by him as one brought up with him, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him.
Yes, before him.
What existed with these three in the very beginning?
It's still seen.
When,
so, of course, we are real.
Now you can put on my tombstone. He actually finally thought. Good. Now that sounds innocuous. It sounds something that could realize what we know of God and we take so for granted. They didn't have to have wisdom. The gods of man don't have wisdom. They're capricious. They're emotional. They're possessed with greed and jealousy, envy. So what they don't have is wisdom. In the very beginning, God had wisdom. God had wisdom. They could have turned to three stooges. Larry, Curly, and Lou. I know it almost sounds like blasphemy, he doesn't. So we're talking about we take God so for granted, we have entire massive fields of science, from physics to geology, with laws of nature, really the laws of nature. What if God wasn't possessed with wisdom from the very beginning? What law would there be? Brother Jack said chaos. Exactly right. And the gods of man are chaotic. When man tries to explain things, they get chaotic because they look at something and they go, well, it must be this. And they look at this and they go, it must be that. They look at a third thing, well, it must be that. But God has wisdom and it all fits together. Einstein, you don't know Einstein. He was born Jewish. He spent most of his life agnostic. The latter part of his life, having studied science, said, when asked, what are you studying? He said, trying to figure out the mind of God. Because after a lifetime of looking into science, he'd seen the fingerprints of God all over the place. So this was not chaotic. This was not.
Okay.
From quantum mechanics, on the subatomic level to the vast expanse of the universe. It is all controlled by wisdom. Not the three stooges. So we take this so for granted that we forget that he could have been Loki. We saw our history from the Vikings.
Brother of Zor. God, another trip the king is
kitchen. Well, why not? We have things in Japan.
But some of the summons.
It's a wisdom. Okay, that makes it. I need knowledge.
Like inquiring for information, it's copying information.
We have knowledge. So what is knowledge?
Acquisition of fact.
Acquisition of fact. Brother Dirtlow, what did you say?
Just basically the same thing, acquiring information.
It's the acquisition of facts and information. That's simply all knowledge is. It's the acquisition of facts and information. That's it.
Yeah.
This curve is white, the wall is white, that's information and facts. Now you have knowledge because the wall is white, curve is black. So it presupposes that somebody thought the color and what color is. You've got knowledge. What comes after knowledge? Understanding. What is understanding? Nope. Thanks for playing. What is understanding? Knowing how facts and information connect and relate to each other. If you take two molecules of hydrogen and combine two molecules of hydrogen with one molecule of oxygen, do we know what happens?
Get water.
We have water. So we have knowledge that there's molecules of hydrogen. We have knowledge that there's molecules of oxygen. And we have understanding how those molecules relate to each other. That there's a connection and relationship. How they relate to each other. How they connect. That's understanding. See on this? Illustration here that I have knowledge here of block and understanding and smaller. Because you will always have more knowledge than you have understanding. You will always have more knowledge than you do understanding. You won't understand as much as you know. So the question is always your phone. What is that?
Phone, Apple.
Phone.
Okay.
Smartphone. Nice. Good.
It's AI. It's knowledge.
Knowledge.
Artificial knowledge.
Says knowledge there. How has it been used in the phone for the gift?
Go to my apps. All of them, yeah. Do you put in his phone number?
Uh-huh.
Shoots a little thing up to the satellite and comes down to his phone.
Okay, so it shoots and goes up to the satellite and comes down to his phone.
It's like that.
Now, please explain how that's like.
Well, then that can't be a satellite, and it's not a satellite, it's cell house.
Maybe it's not a probably here, yeah, but
unless you have a stat phone.
That's right.
Yeah. So you have knowledge of the phone. Does anybody in here understand how your cell phone works? Not a clue.
He has knowledge of the numbers that are in his phone or where to get the number that connects him to the person that he needs to talk to.
Yeah.
I watched a documentary on Willy Wonka. Digitalize and pixelate through the air, and the machine throws it to a thing that catches it and puts it all back together.
We have much more knowledge. We don't have a broader knowledge base than we do have understanding. So now comes the big one.
It's tough to have an impulsion.
And the apex of knowledge and understanding is wisdom. And that is a correct application of knowledge and understanding. It is the correct application of knowledge and understanding. I'll oftentimes have clients that ask me, well, why can't I do this myself? Why do I have to hire a lawyer? Why do I have to pay you? Why can't I do it myself? And my standard answer is this. You can do it yourself. That's not the issue.
Yeah.
You can work on your car yourself. You can practice medicine on yourself. You can certainly handle your own legal affairs yourself. That's not the question. The question is, can you do it right? Can you do it right? Do you have wisdom in this particular area to do it right? Most of the guys in here have worked on a car. And all of us have discovered what we thought we could do isn't working. We thought we had knowledge, we thought we had understanding. So what we was unable to do was correctly apply the understanding and the knowledge. But God has wisdom. He correctly applies knowledge and understanding. And he has done so from the very beginning. When did God get all knowing? At what point did he evolve into having complete knowledge?
Never had it.
From the beginning. Always had it.
Before the beginning.
So
he is, was, and which is to come. He always was.
20. Where is that?
22?
23? 23, that's the one. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, forever the earth was. Three different things here.
From the earth.
I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, forever the earth was. He possessed wisdom. He had all knowledge from the get-go. My way is not your way. My thoughts are not your thoughts. Isaiah 55, told you, somebody get there and do that. This is not me. Okay, read up for me. Did you?
Because my thoughts, not your thoughts, neither are your ways, unwilling to save the Lord, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts.
And if the heavens are higher,
which I mean,
than your earth, my thoughts are not your thoughts. So in the very beginning, he possessed wisdom.
Isaiah's warning says, who hath directed the spirit of the Lord of being his counselor had a thought. He never had a teacher.
He possessed it from everlasting. He possessed wisdom. What's wisdom? The correct application of knowledge and understanding. He had all the knowledge, he had all the understanding, and he had all the ability to correctly apply them. We struggle with it. I've practiced law for 41 years. So we call it the practice of law. We call it the practice of medicine. Because I was talking to an attorney, I think it was Timothy, who's been practicing 50 years. And we were giggling with each other because we were both running into situations and cases that in his 50 years he had never experienced, in my 40 years I'd never experienced. We're still learning, still practicing. God always had the ability to understand and get the correct application of that. I'm acquiring knowledge. I'm trying to figure out the connections and the relationship of these facts that I'm getting to reach the ultimate point of what to do with it, how to correctly apply that knowledge and understanding. God possessed it from everlasting. When he said, let it be, it was done with wisdom. maybe you got me going to explain why all of his work were perfect.
It's not
perfect because he had with me.
We have that term omniscient, so all knowing. It is a difficult thing to think about that as one that trusts the truth that God is the creator of all things. The way we know all things is because that's the way God created it. So for him to be wisdom, to have wisdom, to show forth wisdom is for our benefit, but really it's just who he is.
Exactly right. Strip everything away and stare at who God really is. We take him so for granted. We take him so for granted that we understand his gravity. And we understand everything in our world is based on God having wisdom to apply and grow. Anybody been in an earthquake? Here with Al.
Swap for it.
Okay.
Left right through.
Pass that to
something amazing. If you ever get an earthquake or you know it's an earthquake, I wondered, you told my first one. Would I know there was an earthquake? And in recent moments, when the earth is giving way underneath you, and the buildings around you that you always thought would be solid, not movable, and they're becoming like jello, you're going, my world as I know it is not the world I know.
Mm-hmm.
They've also shown in times of earthquake the water. Meadows, always going to have water coming up to them. They caught by.
Mm-hmm.
What's happening? Well, man comes up with a lot of interesting ideas. The God wishes to understand it all. What's been causing? We're always trying to acquire knowledge and fact. And we're trying to make a connection and relation. How do they relate? Here's an interesting thing. Did you know there's volcanoes up and down the west coast? There's a kind of volcanoes up and down the west coast. Wow. During a fire. Now, this summer, Japan has, not Japan, but Russia and Kamchatka, which is the southernmost eastern part of Siberia, along the shoreline there, they had a massive earthquake. What was surprising was the volcanoes in the Cascade, every one of them from northern Washington to California, all of them had seismic reactions in unison with each other. For the first time, the scientists went, oh, they're connected. Click in the map. You didn't see it? Oh, we know it's up there in the plate tonight, but isn't that? But what we didn't understand was an earthquake in Russia could have an effect, a connection to that piece of information. Earthquake in Russia. Of the seismic activities of all the volcanoes. You got knowledge of the connection. So the next question, are they going to blow? Any of them going to blow? Is that what happened? See, now we're struggling with what's the application for what we're going to have to take. God already knows. God designed it that way. From the beginning, from everlasting, before he ever said, let there be people that are with you. Well, that's tremendous, huge. Anybody here ever hear of Sherlock Holmes?
Yeah.
Why is Sherlock Holmes so popular?
Watson.
Comment for my dear.
He can look at a regular everyday thing and just basically tell a person their whole life. You know, this was interesting about it. You could see information that no one else has.
Oh, excellent. Sherlock Holmes gathered facts and information. Dirt on the shoe. Charcoal on the thumb.
Cigarette.
Cigarette ash.
Plot armor.
What's that?
Plot armor.
plot armor?
He has a lot of plot armor. So he catches a lot of.
Catches a lot of things.
So he takes all these different, seemingly inconsequential facts, and what does he do with them? He finds connections and how they relate to each other. And what does that lead him to do? To make the correct application. And we go, wow, that's neat. I'd like some more of that. I'll pay good money to read a book about that. I'll pay good money to watch a movie about that. That really neat stuff. Or amazed at connecting the wisdom and correct application of knowledge and understanding. And that is what God comes from the very beginning.
Sure. That reminds me of the moment when this church was teaching me creation. And you saw the gospel and how that was not coincidence, but from that beginnings, God taught us therein. And everything that's connected in here. And when you see that and God gives you that wisdom, or submit to that wisdom, even after 30, 40 years, you get blown away by how intricate and really infinite God is.
Wonderfully said. Wonderfully said. Look back at Proverbs chapter 2. Well, look at Proverbs chapter 2. Verse 19. The Lord, by wisdom, hath founded the earth. By understanding, hath he established the heaven. By wisdom, he founded the earth. By understanding, he established the heaven. His knowledge, his understanding, his wisdom. Anybody in here hear of the James Webb telescope?
I did.
Biggest one in space.
It's the newest thing.
The newest one in space. There is the Rubin telescope in Chile, which is much bigger. That shot only is running on itself. We're now discovering things that God just has put out there. You know, when these guys think they've just got about it all figured out, just about ready to blow the trumpet, I'm going to blow their mind. There's a string of galaxies. A string of galaxies that. There's 20 of them, all bumped up together, and they're connected to each other. It looks like a string of pearls. And for the life of man, he can't figure out how in the world that exists. It shouldn't exist by any theory of physics, astronomy, but we know it. And God says, yeah, look, I just wait for my camera big enough to take a picture of it so that you guys can see over it. Because I get it with understanding and wisdom all the way back then. By understanding, did what? Established the heavens. Now look at Psalms 104. And there is number 24. It's true. O Lord, thou manifold are thy works. In wisdom thou hast made them all. The earth is full of thy riches. How manifold are thy works. In wisdom thou hast made them all. When I was a youngster, they used to rip out appendixes left and right. And pull tonsils out left and right. And you know what the doctors told you? They were useless organs, not needed. They served absolutely no function.
Yeah, that's it.
Mm-hmm. Now, assuming arguendo for one moment that evolutionists are right. You evolved an organ after millions of years that served no function. Even that said you're stupid. But if you know the truth that God created man and created him how? So manifold are thy works, in wisdom thou hast made them all. The appendix of the tonsils must serve a function instead of being honest and saying, we don't know what they do. And it's hurting you, so we'll just yank it. And you'll get ice cream. And now they've got a little more intelligence. They go, you know, the appendix serves an important function. We'll only remove it when we absolutely need to. Tonsil turns out serve a really important function. We'll only remove them when we absolutely need to. Why? Because it's as if God wrote it down all those years ago. O Lord, how manifold are thy works, in wisdom thou hast made them all. From the get-go, when did God acquire wisdom? From everlasting. It is who he is. It's part of what he is. Now look at Proverbs chapter 2. Verse 1. My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee. Okay. Receive his words, hide my commandments with thee. For what purpose? So that thou incline thine ear on the gentle. Let that sink in. My son, if thou wilt receive my word and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thy heart to understanding.
Yes.
Yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou thinkest her as silver, and searcheth for her as for hid treasure, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord, find the knowledge of God. You need to do what? Will you seek her out? Will you get knowledge of the thing? And what are you seeking it? The word of God. Even in the book of Proverbs, even before the magic show started, I know what I've experienced. I know what I've felt. I know what I've seen. God says, what? If you will receive my word and hide my commandments with thee, so that I incline thine heart, thine ear unto wisdom, and I apply thine heart's understanding. If you seek her as silver and search for her as for dead treasure, then thou shalt understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For God giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. Where does wisdom come from? God. So it turns out, wisdom is the property of God. And here's the one that really gets you. What we all like about Sherlock Holmes is his ability to make the application to seemingly unknown threads. What we're drawn to is the wisdom of God, the correct application. Anybody like murder mysteries? On every network television on his television network for murdering a child. We're consumed by them. Why? Because we have a natural curiosity. Since we all have facts, we get knowledge. We struggle with understanding.
Yes.
But we are just baffled beyond belief how great wisdom is there. And true wisdom is only possessed by God, shared by God. If a person does not know God, they cannot be one. Now, that's hard to hear. But would you go to a doctor who never attended med school and never researched any medical knowledge bases? He just knows what he felt. You know, I'm not sure these two leaves and this root's going to really take care of my cold. Let alone find a more drastic element. Would you trust that? You go, he's an idiot. Who's the fool?
We can't
tell them.
The man who said there's no God. So yet we have so-called professionals in all walks of life. Some of them congregated in other professions than themselves. And we've done a wonderful job of mucking at science. That's why we'll call science all things so solemn. Because there's a true science, and it's based on God's wisdom. Can you nail that? And that's what Einstein finally got to. The amazing in science, you can postulate any theory. Any theory but one. Isn't that amazing? You can say the world is hung in the blackness of space on the back of an elephant who sits or stands on a tortoise. Sounds stupid, doesn't it? That's what the Greeks believe. And you can postulate that, but what you can't do is say, no, I think God did. No. That's impossible. We can't hear that. We won't hear that. The fool is sitting in his heart. I don't like suffering fools. I don't like to be around people that don't have wisdom. True wisdom comes from God. With the virginer, 5-year-old. Then thou shalt understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. Just not wisdom, but sound wisdom. Mm-hmm. Sound wisdom.
The fear of the Lord is the equity.
You're telling my thunder from that time. This is it. Read that verse loud.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy is understanding.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Oh, here's one. How many of you know why the sun always rises in the east? Anybody ever think about that?
With the way the earth orbits around.
Right, the way the earth orbits around the sun, absolutely correct. But
well, make sure that the sun was moving, that it was the earth.
Why doesn't it? Now, there's a long historical trail for that one, yeah. Scientific reason. How come the sun doesn't rise in the south or the north or the west?
It's not how God designed it.
High clean tabernacle. Face east.
She's the wind.
What's that?
That's where the sun was right. What the Lord said.
Guess which direction Jesus is coming? He's coming from the east. Creation itself declares the glory of God. Every morning he says, I'm coming. Every morning, the tabernacle. tabernacle, great Eden, the temple, great Eden. Even graveyards today, great Eden. Sure, Lord, beginning of time, keep the business from the very beginning. I'm just credit for it. Let's stand out for floating on our children. For Daniel, if you love order.
Father, Lord, thank you for this opportunity to love and the mercy that you've given us this day. I want to ask that as we continue to keep looking at your word, that you help us to understand your ways and your will, your wisdom and your understanding, Lord. Lord, may I submit to it. Lord, thank you for your son, Jesus, who gave us everything, eternal life, a place to worship you, the love that you've shown, and as you might remember the many prayer requests that have been going out, difficulties and the hardships, Lord, and as that whatever your will may be done, but that we might be able to understand and be able to fit within your will. As you might bless his refreshments, the nourishments of our bodies. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.